Welcome to Revitalize and Replant with Mark Clifton, where we equip pastors to take their churches from declining to thriving by pointing them to a new future and a new hope. Join us weekly for encouragement and practical advice in your pastoring journey.
You know, that rose by any other name is still a rose. I don't know. We're going to talk about church names today.
Where does that saying come from, by the way?
Huh? That was Charles Spurgeon.
Was that a Spurgeon?
It's Shakespeare.
I'm just kidding.
If you don't like this podcast, well, you probably it's probably a pretty big club. But if you don't like this particular episode, you can blame Tom Rainer.
There you go.
And I know Tom's listening because he records every episode of mine. But Dr. Rainer, as you're listening to this, we're going to use your blog on contemporary trends in church names.
Come on.
And as everything else, Dr. Rainer has done exhaustive research in church names. It didn't take long. There are only two of them now people use. Now there's a few more than that. But they do tend to use the same names over and over and over.
Yeah.
And
We're
going to offend some of you because these are your churches. Some of them, you're right, Mark.
So here's the deal. Before we jump in, though.
Yeah, what?
Clifton, this is, I like going to you because you got a little more gray hair than we do.
I do.
What, I mean, when you were growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a foreign, I mean, churches. I mean, you either were, you know, First United Methodist, First Baptist. Well, I mean, you didn't have
here were the names.
And
Second Baptist, Third Baptist.
By the way, I'm Mark Clifton. This is Mark Howell.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
What's
up? Mark.
And Jimbo Stewart is
Jimbo
with us.
Stewart. Yes. Glad to be
Dan
with you.
Dan Hurst is not with us right now, so Jimbo's setting in just so Mark and I don't completely go off the rails. That's Jimbo's job. We're at the Southern Baptist Convention as we record this.
Indianapolis.
And I realize when you hear this, that will have happened months ago probably. But right now, we are at the Southern Baptist Convention. We found a little cubby hole, and we're stuck in there, and we're doing these podcasts at the SBC. And we have a big luncheon tomorrow that I'm supposed to speak at.
Yeah.
And I got an email. My wife saw it. I showed her. She sees all my emails if she wants to look at them. There was an email from NAM that said, Mark Clifton will be speaking at this luncheon, and the host for Mark Clifton will be Jimbo Stewart.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jimbo works on our team, and...
Yeah, so they basically told me my job was to make sure you arrive where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. And I was like, how is this different from my everyday job?
That's what he always does. All right, so we are here at the Southern Baptist Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we're going to talk about the law amendment. No, we're not.
We have that episode. You can go back and listen to.
We do have one.
Yeah,
we
you can go back and listen to it. We don't need to say anymore about it.
This is about church names. Now, you asked me the question. When I was a kid, you did two things. You either did geographic, 12th Avenue, or South Side. Yep. When I planted, the first church I planted was 1983, and there was a Castle Woods subdivision. Hmm. So we called it Castle View. So it was very much connected to geography.
Neighborhood.
So the Castle Woods neighborhood.
And you would always have the denomination in the title.
Yeah, Ruskin Heights Baptist Church, because of the Ruskin Heights neighborhood. So you identified with the neighborhood. Or there was a short list of biblical names, Calvary Baptist, Emmanuel Baptist, Trinity Baptist.
All the different mountains.
Bethel Baptist.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a handful, but you never, those were it. It was either geographical, related to a street you were on or a part of town, or it was one of those handful of Calvary, Trinity,
biblical,
Bethel, Bethany Baptist, those kinds of things.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know,
it start to shift?
Probably Saddleback Valley Community Church was like, well, that's a little different. Mm-hmm. And then it had to be
the 80s, 90s.
Probably in the 80s.
Church growth kind of movement.
For sure. And so what Rainer says here, the days when you could figure out even what a church was by its name are gone because they always had Methodist or Baptist or Presbyterian, but not anymore. More and more, the names have become ubiquitous, almost like totally generic to the point that you don't know what it is. And I know people think, well, we're going to change our name to something really cool and modern, but it tends to sound like all the other cool and modern churches.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're not
yeah.
the least yeah. bit unique.
And let's be honest, some are a little cheesy.
I don't want to bring up a name because there's probably people
listening who
go to a church with that name.
Yeah. Look, there's at least one on this podcast that I passed her to replant with one of the names on here.
Did you really?
Redemption Church.
Yeah. Well, I do know how long eternity is.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I know how long eternity is. because as a young man that started a church called Eternity Church, and it lasted 2 years. So
that's tough.
It closed
that's
after
tough.
2 years. Eternity was two. I mean, if you're going to call a church Eternity, you probably don't close in 2 years. You know, we have Eternity Churches, Epic Churches, yeah. Echo Churches.
In all seriousness, you can almost tell the tribe, the theological tribe.
Oh, you can
the church
tell.
Is in. Mm-hmm. Like, especially with
if
the R's.
If you have insider knowledge.
Well, if you have insider knowledge, yeah, right.
Yeah, but
like,
right.
There's a lot, like in Denver, there's a lot of Redeemers.
Right.
So yeah. Restorations.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of R's. I think he says this. I mean, Tim Keller kind of made that cool, the Redeemer.
Okay, let's start. Here we go. The word point has become ubiquitous. Hmm. Life Point, Cross Point, Grace Point, and always it's always a point with an E on the end.
Yeah,
you know,
just to be fancy.
That out. Why is that, by the way? I seriously have always wondered.
I don't
What's
know.
What's with the E?
I don't know.
We should ask Andy Addis.
We should, because his is Cross Point.
Is it with an E?
Yeah, I don't
know. No, it doesn't have an E.
No, it doesn't have an E.
I don't know why the E comes in.
It is Cross Point. So okay. Point has become ubiquitous. So if you're one of those churches with a point, Cross Point, Life Point, Grace Point, what's the point?
A lot of points.
All right. And again, the word life has been used all the time. Life Church, Real Life, New Life, Life Point with an E.
That's so true, man. There's a lot of, I'm just thinking about, what's cool here is you're in Kansas City, mm-hmm. you're in Jacksonville, I'm in Denver.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Are there a lot of life?
Yes.
Yes.
Where you are, Life Church?
Yes, Life
types?
Church, all different kinds of
life. I mean, Life Church is the largest church, right?
Yeah.
It's out of Oklahoma.
Out of Oklahoma.
Right, yeah.
Lifechurch.tv,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So the word point and the word life. And then he says, Tim Keller put Redeemer all by himself back into vogue, which is true. Both Redeemer and Redemption.
And Redemption,
they
yeah.
get a lot of love right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a very common name.
It's a great name.
And then City Church.
It is a great name, though. That's your name, isn't
it?
I actually love that.
Redemption?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
It's awesome.
How long did it take you to figure that one out? Did you start the trend?
No, I didn't. I didn't start the trend. I don't think. But I had never heard. There was no other redemption churches around us. I did. So you will appreciate this.
Yeah.
We did unwisely put before the whole entire congregation the opportunity to write in church names.
Oh, that's smart.
No way.
That goes really well.
Do you remember what were some that you got?
We got Motown Baptist Church.
Yeah.
We got Friendship Baptist Church.
Oh, yeah.
We got all kinds of things that they were either like, just we're not naming the church that,
yeah.
or that church name already existed within like a 10-minute drive.
Yeah.
And so out of all the ones that were recommended that weren't existing close by, Redemption was the better of the options.
All right.
But
all right. So Point has become ubiquitous. Life has found new life. And Tim Keller put Redeemer back into vogue. And then next one is City Church.
Ah.
Which usually has another name in front of it, but not always.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just the City Church or New City Church.
New City.
And New City, what it means is this is a new city of God, you know, here at this place.
Yep.
But the City Church, the New City Church, the word city has become out there. There's a lot of those churches. And again, you know, it's, I guess for those of us who are like Southern Baptist all of our lives, we look at it, I look at it and go, how am I supposed to know what you are? Are you are you charismatic? Are you Southern Baptist? Are you Independent Baptist? Are you free will, are you? What are you?
Well, which shows you that most people just don't even think denominationally at all.
That's exactly right.
Well, so do you think that's even sometimes the motivation, is they don't want to broadcast their denominational?
I guess. Okay, City Church.
Yeah.
A Christ Church, it's simpler. It's simple and popular. I've heard a lot of those lately.
They tend to be, hold on real quick, Christ Church. When I hear Christ Church, I think of maybe more of an Anglican.
Yeah.
Kind of church. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys have? Christ Church or Episcopalian?
I've
something?
Seen several like non-denominational.
Non-denominational.
Christ Church. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I like this. Here are the five biggies in the past 10 years. You ready? Drum roll.
Here we go. The top five.
Journey.
Lots of journeys.
A lot of life's a journey.
Lots of journeys.
And Bridge. Bridge. We're bridging. We're going. We're crossing the bridge. And Foundry. I didn't realize that one.
We have Foundry. Yeah,
Foundry.
Denver. Yeah.
And then Mosaic.
Oh yeah, we got a couple.
I got that. And then Generation, which I haven't seen that.
I have not seen that one. Generation.
And then Cross. He says the Cross has made a real surge. Again, Cross Fellowship, Crossroads, Cross Point with an E. He said, "See above."
I mean, if anything should make a surge, the Cross should make it.
That's
make it Cross Church.
That's right.
Oh, I like it.
Absolutely. And then other meaningful names that come out: Impact, Potential, Epic. I like that. Transformational, Renovate, Impact. Innovate.
See, when I hear those names, I just think, guys, okay, where are we going to be in 10, 15 years?
Or yeah. 30 years.
Or 30 years.
I know.
Like, that's, it's kind of like this. And you and Al know this, Jimbo.
We'll be
you
replanted.
You're a little younger. The Gen X movement, in the emergent church movement, mm-hmm. this was like we started seeing. So, like, at the church I served, we started a Gen X service called His Place okay. with a Z. His Place. Okay? This is like mid-90s, okay? I mean, if you talk about a name that didn't last real long, but His Place, yeah. The Edge, uh-huh. that was another one. So part of this is just, this is why I always tell guys, listen, if you've got an old school church name, be thankful, man. Just stick with it. Like yeah. Calvary, mm-hmm. we could have changed it. And people were like, dude, why don't you change? Man, Calvary's never going to be trendy,
right?
But it's never going to go out of style. I mean, it is the cross. It's what we're about. And so anyway, we can talk about that in a minute. But
I love it. I love it. I love it. So yeah, absolutely. He talks about this one. I like this one. Fellowship. All kinds of fellowship. There's all kinds of fellowship churches. Fellowship. There's a fellowship church you can be. And a lot of times people use the word fellowship instead of church.
Yeah.
New City yes. Fellowship.
Yep.
Or New Life Fellowship yeah. as opposed to church. I don't really understand that because
either.
What's wrong with church? I mean, that. I mean,
do you think that was like, again, a church growth thing? People don't want, like, they're turned off by church. Let's call it a
know.
Fellowship.
I don't know.
It's about as churchy of a word as you can find.
I was interim pastor of a church in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, and it used to be First Baptist Church of Pleasant Hill, and they changed the name to Grace Family Fellowship. Okay. If I'm an unchurched yeah. person, I'm going to ask, is there a difference between a family fellowship and a church?
Yeah.
Those two things, those are two different words. Do yeah. they mean the same thing? And I don't understand that. I mean, church it's been around for a while.
People know what church.
They know what
yeah,
church
right.
is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know why the use of, we're a fellowship. Well, yeah, write me. Do a replant at nam.net yeah. and tell me why you chose fellowship yeah. instead of church.
No, seriously,
I really would
question.
Like, I'd yeah. like to
yeah.
know
yeah.
what the reason is, because as Rainer points out, that's become more and more popular is yeah. to drop the name church and insert the name fellowship. Okay, I don't know. And then he says, I like this, you're right. Any kind of grace is usually used by the Reformed community.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Not just sovereign grace, but,
right.
but just grace
just
in
grace.
Itself. Just grace
yep.
church is often yep. that. Sometimes the word Trinity is also used by the sovereign
uh-huh.
By
uh-huh.
reform. You have Trinity Baptist.
And because of Keller, we said, I think a lot of Redeemer. When I see a Redeemer,
yeah.
I tend to think it probably Reformed.
Yeah. Redeemer yeah. or Grace or Trinity, probably Reformed. Yeah. And then also he talks about many churches like the New Factor, and they'll put new in front of it. New song, new point, see above, new hope, a new life. Yeah, so we're going to put new in front of that as well. And then moving up, he says, we have Elevate, Vertical, and Summit. So we've got some moving up churches. Look, we're just having fun on this podcast.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
not picking any part, except yeah. to say, and I like this one, not an English name. So Ecclesia with a K or with a double C. Koinonia, agape. So you pick something from Latin or Greek or something along
that's,
those lines.
That's tough. That's yeah. a tough one.
Okay, so all of this to simply say, what's in a name and why mm-hmm. do we name our churches? Mm-hmm. And I agree with my brother Halleck. I think you got to look at what's it going to look like 30 years from now and how does it identify with the community? When I went to Warner Road, we toyed with the idea of changing the name, and we started to, but then I backed off because I don't know. The church was on Warnell Road, for goodness sakes. It had been on Warnell Road since 1921, and Warnell Road was a very busy road, and so that's Warnell Road Baptist Church.
Yeah.
If I were to change the name to the church at Brookside, which I thought about doing, that sounds kind of cool, a little trendier and all that kind of stuff. But then it's like, well, wasn't that Warnell Road? Didn't that used to be? Yeah, but now we're the church at Brookside.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what's that mean? What happened to Warnell Road? Will it die? Churches die? I didn't know. I know it just raises all kinds of issues. Mm-hmm. And what I'm grateful for is that while Warnell Road Baptist Church was a hot mess 15 years ago, down to 18 people and really a hot mess, today it's incredibly healthy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
we not only saw God redeem the church, but we saw God redeem the name.
Yeah, that's right.
And I love that. And there's only one Warnell Road Baptist yep. Church in Kansas
that's
City,
right.
and that's it.
Yep.
You know, there are a lot of crossroads and crosspoints and New Life and New City, but there's just
that's
one.
A great
and,
point.
And I like that. So.
I'd say, too, and I'd love to get your thought. I think when you're talking names, if you are changing a name or you've got a create a name. Say you're planting a church. Let your theology and convictions drive you, not pragmatism.
Mm-hmm.
Pragmatism is never lasting. It just isn't. Because pragmatism answers what works. And really, it's what works now. And I would just say this. When I look at some of these names, I would just say, man, give it a name that's gonna last, you know, at least a while.
Yeah, right.
That aligns with the convictions of who you are as a church and what mm-hmm. you're about. And lead with that. Don't be ashamed of that.
Yeah.
Listen, as cool as you think your name is, lost people aren't coming to your church Mm-mm. because it's cool, okay? Right. So don't try to lead with cool. Lead with faithful. Lead with conviction.
Look, I know I'm a curmudgeon-y old man. I can't help it. I'm just kind of embracing it. But, you know, if I go to a bank, I don't want to go to a bank with a cool, trendy name. I want to go to a bank that's got, like, First National or Commerce Bank. I mean, I want something. This is important stuff, right?
Yeah. They're going to take care of my money.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, don't you, when you name your church, do you really want it to be something sort of trendy that everybody's naming right now that's like it's here today and gone tomorrow? Or something that looks like, I don't know, it's been around for 2,000 years. Yeah. So if you pick a name like Trinity or Calvary, mm-hmm. or you pick a name related to the community, then you're identifying with that community, 12th yeah. Avenue Church, or as I said, Castle Woods Church in the Castle Woods community. I mean, to me, that just makes so much more sense than trying to, and sometimes I think we name churches because we like to know what it would look like on a logo, how our friends would look at it, would we feel, yeah. and it really, I think you're right, we've got to look at a whole different situation.
Yeah.
I think, so I have an analogy for you in our community. As far as, like, you can change the name, but if you don't change the culture, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So there's an apartment complex just down the road from our church, over 600 units, used to be in the 70s the place to live for up-and-coming young families. Mm. But over time, Jacksonville's changed a lot, and now it is not. Now it averages 6911 calls a day. Mm. And so they have, in the 10 years that I've lived in Jacksonville, they have changed the name of that apartment complex, I think, 6 or 7 times.
Wow.
And okay. I went to the owner because we were doing ministry there, we were doing partnership there, and I said, man, why do you keep changing the name of the apartment complex? And he said, man, just to be honest, because when you Google the name of the apartment complex, it's all bad news. and he said, so I need whenever you Google this for it not to be that somebody got shot here last week. And so that's where that honestly was part of what God used to open the door for me to do some ministry there at times. It was like, you got to change the culture. Changing the name, changing the name is not going to do anything. And you're going to be like the apartment complex. You're going to end up changing it 7 times if you think that's going to do anything.
Yeah.
And so I think, man, focus on changing the hearts of the congregation to love well and love the community and make the gospel known.
I love it.
So we'll put this in the show notes. Again, it's from a blog that Rainer did on current trends in church names. And we'll see where that goes. You know, I'm considering planting a church. I really am. I haven't quite... not sure that's what the Lord wants me to do, but I'm considering it.
You've kind of already started.
Kind of. And the name I'm considering is just Emmanuel with an E, Emmanuel Church.
I love it.
Yeah.
I like that. I think it'll be good 100 years from now if the Lord doesn't return.
That'd be good.
I love that, man.
No, I'm sorry. It's Emmanuel Point.
Oh, Emmanuel Point.
With an E.
It's
with
New Life. New Life Emmanuel Point.
New Life Emmanuel Point Fellowship.
Hey, if you have any of those names in your church, please subscribe, all right?
Please subscribe.
Subscribe.
2 episodes a week.
That's right.
If you didn't like this one, just wait till the next one.
That's right. You probably won't like it either. But we really do need your subscriptions. We do. We need them badly. So subscribe and listen on a regular basis. And we do care about you, and we care about this work, and we care about your church. And at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what you've named it.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you've listened this long so you can hear me say this. Yeah. All that matters is how you proclaim the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All right, we'll see you later. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Revitalize and Replant. This podcast is brought to you by the North American Mission Board, where we help dying or struggling churches regain health for the glory of God and the good of their communities. If you found this conversation helpful, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. To learn more about becoming a replanting pastor or to explore resources about revitalization for your own church, visit churchreplanters.com.